Luke chapter 1 verse 30. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." Luke chapter 1 verse 37. For nothing will be impossible with God. Luke chapter 1 verse 38. Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Luke chapter 1 verse 47. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Luke chapter 1 verse 68. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has looked favorably on his people and redeemed them. Luke chapter 4 verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. Luke chapter 4 verse 24. Truly I tell you, no prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown. Luke chapter 5 verse 31 to 32. Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have come to call not the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Luke chapter 6 verse 31. Do to others as you would have them do to you. Luke chapter 6 verse 36. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Luke chapter 7 verse 50. Your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Luke chapter 8 verse 21. My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it. Luke chapter 9 verse 23. Want to become my followers? Let them deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. Luke chapter 9 verse 24. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will save it. Luke chapter 9 verse 25. What does it profit them if they gain the whole world, but lose or forfeit themselves? Luke chapter 11 verse 23. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. Luke chapter 12 verse 34. For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Luke chapter 12 verse 49. I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. Luke chapter 16 verse 13. No slave can serve two masters, for a slave will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. Luke chapter 18 verse 14. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, but all who humble themselves will be exalted. Luke chapter 19 verse 10. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost. Luke chapter 23 verse 34. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Luke chapter 23 verse 43. Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. Luke chapter 23 verse 46. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Luke 24:32. They said to each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us? Luke chapter 24 verse 36. Peace be with you. St. John chapter 1 verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John chapter 1 verse 14. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John chapter 1 verse 16. From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. John chapter 2 verse 5. His mother said to the servants, do whatever he tells you. John chapter 2 verse 10. Everyone serves the good wine first, and then the inferior wine, after the guests have become drunk. But you have kept the good wine until now. John chapter 2 verse 16. He told those who were selling the doves, take these things out of here. Stop making my Father's house a marketplace. John chapter 2 verse 18. Jesus answered them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. John chapter 3 verse 5. Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. John chapter 3 verses 14 to 15. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. John chapter 3 verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but may have eternal life. John chapter 3 verse 30. He must increase, but I must decrease. John chapter 4 verses 13 to 14. Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. John chapter 4 verse 34. My food is to do the will of Him who sent me and to complete His work. John chapter 5 verse 14. See, you have been made well. Do not sin anymore, so that nothing worse happens to you. John chapter 5 verse 30. I seek to do not my own will, but the will of Him who sent me. John chapter 5 verse 36. The works that the Father has given me to complete, the very works that I am doing, testify on my behalf that the Father has sent me. John chapter 6 verse 27. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life. Which the Son of Man will give you. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. John chapter 6 verse 32. Very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. Very truly I tell you, it is not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. John chapter 6 verse 35. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. John chapter 6 verse 48. I am the bread of life. John chapter 6 verse 51. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. John chapter 6 verse 53. Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you. John chapter 6 verse 68. Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. John chapter 6 verse 69. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God. John chapter 7 verse 37. Let anyone who is thirsty come to me. John chapter 8 verse 11. Jesus said, neither do I condemn you, go your way, and from now on do not sin again. John chapter 8 verse 12. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. John chapter 8 verse 29. And the one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what is pleasing to Him. John chapter 8 verse 32. And you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. John chapter 8 verse 58. Very truly I tell you, before Abraham was, I am. John chapter 10 verse 7. I am the gate for the sheep. John chapter 10 verse 10. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. John chapter 10 verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. John chapter 10 verse 14. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. John chapter 10 verse 30. The Father and I are one. John chapter 10 verses 37 to 38. If I am not doing the works of my Father, then do not believe me. But if I do them, even though you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may know and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father. John chapter 11 verse 3. Lord, he whom you love is ill. John chapter 11 verse 16. Thomas, who was called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." John chapter 11 verse 25. I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. John chapter 11 verse 32. Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. John chapter 12 verse 8. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me. John chapter 10 verse 13. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel." John chapter 12 verse 24. Unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. John chapter 12 verse 25. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. John chapter 12 verse 32. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. John chapter 12 verse 46. I have come as light into the world, so that everyone who believes in me should not remain in darkness. John chapter 13 verse 9. Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. John chapter 13 verse 14. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. John chapter 13 verse 15. For I have set you an example that you also should do as I have done to you. John chapter 13 verse 20. Very truly I tell you, whoever receives one whom I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me. Very truly I tell you, whoever receives one whom I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me. John chapter 13 verse 21. Very truly I tell you, one of you will betray me. John chapter 13 verse 34. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. John chapter 13 verse 35. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. John chapter 13 verse 38. Jesus, your life for me? Very truly I tell you, before the cock crows, you will have denied me three times. John chapter 14 verse 1. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. John chapter 14 verse 2. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? John chapter 14 verse 6. I am the way, the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John chapter 14 verse 14. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. John chapter 14 verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give it to you as the world gives. John chapter 15 verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. John chapter 15 verse 4. Abide in me as I abide in you. John chapter 15 verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. John chapter 15 verse 7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish and it will be done for you. John chapter 15 verse 9. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. John chapter 15 verse 12. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. John chapter 15 verse 13. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. John chapter 15 verse 16. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask Him in my name. John chapter 16 verse 16. A little while and you will no longer see me, and again a little while and you will see me. John chapter 16 verse 24. Ask and you will receive, so that your joy may be complete. John chapter 17 verse 3. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. John chapter 17 verse 11. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you, Holy Father. Protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. John chapter 17 verse 15. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. John chapter 18 verse 11. Put your sword back into its sheath. Am I not to drink the cup that the Father has given me? Put your sword back into its sheath. Am I not to drink the cup that the Father has given me? John chapter 19 verse 11. You would have no power over me unless it had been given you from above. Therefore, the one who handed me over to you is guilty of a greater sin. You would have no power over me unless it had been given you from above. Therefore, the one who handed me over to you is guilty of a greater sin. John chapter 19 verses 26 to 27. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." John chapter 19 verse 28. I am thirsty. John chapter 19 verse 30. It is finished. John chapter 20 verse 21. Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. John chapter 20 verse 22. When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." John chapter 20 verse 23. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. John chapter 20 verse 25. Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails, and my hand is in his side, I will not believe. Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails, and my hand in his side, I will not believe. John chapter 20 verse 28. Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." John chapter 20 verse 29. Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." John chapter 21 verse 17. "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you."